reliability more than.
I think you do, and I think also because I think it's one of the byproducts of the web.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a great information blizzard out there. You know, we probably don't trust people as much as we used to. We don't trust them as much as we used to. But we're desperate for some sort of guidance to all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And however critical you might be of the BBC being sort of slow and fuddy duddy and all the rest of it, if there's one grand value that people can associate with BBC and that is, well, let's see, you know, let's now look at what the truth is. Bang.
Yeah.
And if we can build that as a brand, to some extent it is there. It's obviously it's always been there in the world service. And it's quite extraordinary abroad how people think BBC and truth are still synonymous. So I think it is, you know, it is a powerful brand value, and I think it has more power, the power of trust. In the current market.
Do you think that's maybe the way forward for newspapers? Obviously reliability, but also in depth.
Well, it's interesting.
Like, where do they get their brand value from?
But it's interesting, if you look at the figures for the Mail, you know, one of the most popular news websites in the world.
Yeah.
You know, read in North America by more people than in the UK now. It's brand value. Sorry, not, you know, truth, verification, trust, and honesty.
Sure.
It's a world view. It's,
yeah.
It's in it's some
opinion.
Sense, yeah, well,
in a lot.
So you can't say definitively that, you know, verification, trust, truth, whatever, impartiality is the killer brand.
Yes.
There's evidence that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot, of course.
Okay, yeah, sure. What would you say is? Do we know yet?
I think it's a complex, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like anything else. There's no sort of one answer. There's no, you know, there's no silver bullet that kind of kills all the... All the villains. There is a value around trust. There is a value around authenticity. There is a value around, you know, having your view of the world.
Do you think organisations, papers, TV channels, radio stations can carve out their own niche?
I think they do. I mean, you know, you've got they do. But at the same time, if you go to the Guardian news website, you kind of know that you're going to get a Guardian view of the world. If you go to the Times website, you're going to get a Times view of the world. It's not the same. It's a bit of a foot in back camp, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to affirm your view of the world, if that's your chosen.
Sure.
But they're also trying to see it. But we have checked this through. You know, we know the favourites and blah, blah, blah. It's like everything else, actually. There's no one answer. It's fantastically complex. It's a bit of that. It's a bit of that.
Okay. One final thing. If you had one piece of advice, quick soundbite for any aspiring journalist like myself and... what would it be?
Just keep telling yourself every morning, journalism is about telling other people things that I know are true about the world.
Right.
Whatever else you add onto that, whatever else you lay on top of that, that's the crucial thing.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you as well.
Good chat. Thank you.
Thank you for the rest of the day.
I am, yeah. Cool. What afternoon is that for you, then?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so kind of in the bed there. I think whatever's going on there is what I